Planet Rock backstage at Download 2015. Special guest on the bill tonight, the mighty Judas Priest, who we saw last night at the Kerrang Awards picking up that Inspiration Award. And Rob Halford joins me now. Good to see you.
Wow, what a whirlwind. It's amazing what you can do in 2 days in rock and roll, isn't it? Hello, everybody. Hello, Planet Rock. We had a great time last night at that Kerrang event and saw a lot of friends that we generally get to see at these gatherings, much like this festival. You see a lot of mates that you haven't seen for quite a while, so it's a real good get-together in more ways than one.
We were chatting earlier about the old days, the gigs. For me, the old Trentham Gardens, Victoria Hall, Bingley Hall, Stafford, all those kind of gigs in my area. And when you look back at those days, Rob, and you look at now, the fact that Priest is still up there, still at the top of the tree, still doing it, must be a great feeling.
It's the best feeling in the world, and thank you to our fans. We have this thing called the hashtag Priest Family around the world, and it's the fans that drive us. It's the fans that drive every band that you go and see. It doesn't matter where you are in the so-called ladder of whatever it is. Your fans are your lifeblood. You play for your fans and your fans drive you. Your fans give you the energy and the feedback that you need to keep doing what you do. But some of those places you've mentioned, I just have instant flashbacks, you know. And it really hasn't changed that much. A stage is a stage is a stage wherever you go and play. And that's what Priest has been doing for... is it 41 years now this year? It's remarkable, and we're loving it still.
Speaking of fans, obviously everybody's got their own stories, and I'm sure when you're on tour, when you meet the fans, you hear all the stories. For me, it was one of my neighbours who played me Sad Wings of Destiny for the first time, and from Prelude right the way into That Change, the drop down, I was hooked from the start.
Well, I was talking to Manson and Twiggy last night at the Kerrang Awards, and Manson always tells me this, that he got into Priest through Twiggy, because Twiggy had a cassette with Jawbreaker on it. And instantly, you know, Manson was a fan. And that's the way music works. You connect through many, many different ways. Today, of course, it's through social media, it's through the internet world that is really vital for any band. So I just read on my Instagram an hour ago that some girl is flying all the way from Brazil to see us do the Hellfest, and her husband is in one of the top Judas Priest tribute bands. So it's brilliant, isn't it, how you can communicate now at a faster pace to see how your music is connecting in the way that it does in 2016. Is it 2015? Or 2016? It's 2015, isn't it? Oh, my God. I just fast-forwarded a year. It just shows you how excited I am for the metal future.
It's amazing, though, with technology. I mean, I think the last time we chatted, you were actually in a hotel room in Brazil and I was back in the UK. But with technology nowadays, things are possible.
Yeah, and it's great. And I love the way that we like I just said, we are able to communicate instantly. And it's for all generations as well. I, as I understand it, as best as I can understand it, there's a generation that literally lives and thrives on the social media side of thing. You know, you take your mobile phone to bed and you're twittering whatever it is, and you're Facebooking and you're Instagramming and all that stuff. And I think from the fans' point of view, it makes the personal relationship even stronger. You know, in the old days, remember before Kerrang, we had Sounds, we had New Music Express, we had Melody Maker, and they were weekly newspaper magazines, and that was the way we could see what our favourite band was doing, and you really didn't have any interaction in that respect. Now, you know, when I check my Instagram, if somebody says something, I'll Instagram them back, you know, and they go, that can't be you. Yeah, it's me, you know, how's it going? And it just makes that relationship with your fan base even stronger.
Well, a massive fan base here for Judas Priest, special guest tonight on the main stage. What are people going to be missing? People listening to this, what are they going to be missing? Because obviously a pre-show is a pre-show is a pre-show.
Yeah.
You always give it 110%,
yeah.
But obviously Richie in the band now as well, new blood there, so extra energy on stage.
Yes, but you're missing an hour because we've only been given an hour to play and we're still clocking in at just under 2 hours when we've put on a full pre-show. And, you know, we'll go on stage at any time. If you want to see Priest, the best environment, of course, is when we're doing our own gig with all the lights and all the special effects that we've got. We've got a great team of people that add that extra dimension to a Priest show. Priest is not only famous for its music, it's famous for these memorable metal memories that we give you when we put on a show. But and then the power went off. While we're talking, folks, the power just went off in this trailer. But just to finish, I'm not dissing festivals, because festivals are absolute magic. They're absolutely brilliant. So we're thrilled to be back playing on the 35th anniversary this year that Priest played the first ever Monsters of Rock here in Castle Donington. So at this time in our career, we're surrounded by all of these magic numbers, you know, and today we wouldn't miss it for the world, because this is one of the, it's the premier festival for this kind of music in the world, really. So who would want to miss it? It's brilliant.
Fast forward into the present day, Redeemer of Souls, the latest album. There are rumours that you're already thinking about the follow-up, but you've still got a lot of road work to do, obviously, promoting Redeemer of Souls.
Yeah, we're going to be working pretty much through to the end of the year. There's extra dates going in all the time. So we'll be making some announcements about these extra shows when they've been fully confirmed. But there was just this incredible reaction to Redeemer of Souls, and you never second guess how these things are going to work out, but the fans just ate that record up and they loved it, and you know, that's really driven us to get a move on. We can't afford to take another 3 years off or 5 years off, you know. Richie is a dimension to the band who's quite extraordinary, and with what Glenn's doing with Richie now and the riffs that are coming up, and that's like the platform for me to put my vocal melodies down and everything. There's a ton of things already being accumulated while we're on the road. So if things go as planned, we'll be working through till the end of the year. Have a nice Christmas here in the UK. And then seriously think about getting into writing mode first part of 2016. And that's why I was thinking about 2016. It's going to be another busy year for Priest, and as soon as we've got our next metal masterpiece ready, we'll let everybody know on the socials and get ready to do it one more time.
Rob, it's always a great pleasure catching up. Have a great show today, and we'll see you back in the UK very soon.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, Planet Rock. Keep the metal faith, and the Priest is back.